Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, a great newspaper. So great that the city of Gulf Breeze will actually buy it for you for, like, I think it's a year when you first move to town. Like, it's that reliable as a source of information. Lisa, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning. We have a bunch of stuff going on this weekend, and it's the annual Spring Fest the city puts on. That is such a wonderful event for the community. Kids will love it. They have all these bounce houses, rock climbing walls, laser tag, demonstrations. They've got food, shopping. You can buy crafts. You can also get your face painted. They have stuff for toddlers. They have got entertainment, live music, and a huge fireworks display that is planned at the end of the evening. Really going to be fun from 2 to 8 p.m. on Saturday at the community center down to in Gulf Breeze. So
oh, that's long.
On the Shoreline Park.
That's good.
Fields. Oh. Yeah, it's really fun, though. See everybody there. It's great.
You guys also have a story about Matt Banks, which seems like Matt's always in the news these days. But what do you guys have?
Yes. Well, we ran an article a long time ago about some of the local people who felt like they were not getting any relief because they kept complaining about how they had given him tens of thousands of dollars to do work, and either he never did the work or he came in, demoed everything, and then left. And, you know, they didn't know what to do because they said, oh, we had to go through the building department. That was the only recourse they had. Well, finally, he is getting, you know, the criminal charges, and he is charged with racketeering, fraud, all kinds of different things. And he is actually facing up to 30 years in prison if he is convicted.
Wow.
And I know that that doesn't solve all the problems because they say he stole about $5 million from people. There are so many people, and he just was really good at getting all these contracts and getting people to pay up front and then never doing the work. He's a great salesman. I mean, excellent salesman. This is one good thing you can say about him. He's really good at sales.
I just,
doing the work,
I feel so horrible for these people and that, you know, the jobs that didn't get done and the money that they don't have anymore, which is, it's awful. In other news, D.R. Horton owners got a bit of a surprise this week in a subdivision in Gulf Breeze.
Yes, this happened at the the Santa Rosa County Commission. They showed up to talk during the public forum, which is pretty interesting. Usually that public forum, you know, they've moved it to the beginning of the meeting. And you always learn something new. And this time, some of the people who bought their homes in the Sailfish Point, which was developed right across from the Tiger Point restaurant right there, where the old, used to be the old driving range, they say that they did not realize after they had, you know, bought their homes that they are being responsible for all of the pond maintenance and the road maintenance. And so they came to the city and said, hey, could you help us with this? Everything's in great shape right now, but, you know, we bought these $500,000 homes and we had no idea that we were going to have to be on the hook for all of this maintenance. And they just, you know, kind of acted like they were surprised to find this out because it was apparently buried, you know, hundreds of pages into the contract.
Right.
So that's something that the county is going to have to decide whether or not they want to take these on. And, you know, whether it's, I guess it's legal for them, for D.R. Horton to just say, I'm not going to, you know, we wash our hands of this whole situation. But if I were a homeowner in there, I think I'd be pretty upset about it also.
It's one of those things, and I talked a little bit about this with, I think with Devan Cook earlier this week, that it just seems like when you go on the Santa Rosa Property Appraisers website, like, it ought to tell you owner, zoning, sale price, and then is it in an HOA, and are the roads public or private? Like, that seems like a very easy thing that ought to be available to everybody. You shouldn't have to dig into the bottom of your 300 pages of documents that you're signing at closing in order to know some of this stuff. I agree. I think it's a problem. Meanwhile, hang on for just a second, Lisa. I want to get a traffic report from Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
I'm watching a few accidents. It looks like we got a text just a little bit earlier saying it's an accident, they think, on I-10, believe eastbound at mile marker 24. Florida Highway Patrol certainly en route. Light in Molina with the Tom Thumb is out. Light at Fairfield and DeHar is out. The outside lane of Fairfield by Mission Street showing some water and standing water, I should say. And there are areas that are prone to standing water after a heavy rainstorm, like parts of 9th Avenue. Certainly maybe avoid that area if you can. I imagine that's their tree limb or a telephone pole still blocking the right lane, which has been going on since the show started on Barrancas this morning downtown. It's heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle in the bridge. Main Street is closed. You can't turn onto Main from Barrancas. Police are there directing traffic. And heavy wind gusts, even though the rain has moved through here for the most part, some heavy, heavy wind gusts. Be careful, especially if you're driving a vehicle that sits up and driving over those bridges. 437-1620 if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, the wind gusts, as I'm checking the wind monitors, it looks like, you know, basically gusting up to around 45 miles an hour over the southern portion of Escambia County and over towards Gulf Breeze and out on the island, both islands, really. And that pattern stretches for maybe 50 miles, 30 miles out into the Gulf. So we're going to continue to get those strong winds as this system that's not really a tropical depression or storm officially, but kind of has felt like that all morning and moves through to the north. Back to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. You guys have a story about trash fee increases. Is that right?
Yeah, so the city of Gulf Breeze recently went out for bid, and they ended up going with Waste Pro, who is also the trash hauler for the unincorporated areas of South Santa Rosa County. And their contract is going to have an increase, which is going to be $4.45 for the residential customers on average. Of course, some people may have, you know, additional services.
Sure.
But what they're saying is that they're still way lower than other municipalities, and that they have consistently paid a lot lower than other municipalities. So even though it is an increase, you know, it could have been worse. So
I understand that rationale that gets offered, but it always feels like, and you should be glad I didn't hit you harder. You know, like, I don't know that really makes
exactly
me feel better if I have to pay more personally. You guys also have an interesting story about a local military-themed restaurant. Is that right?
We do. So we've been doing a lot of restaurant reviews, and this time we have one on a Navarre restaurant, and it is called Stripes. And Cindy okay. Reeves went down there and had a great meal. She really enjoyed it. She wrote a really good review about that and talks all about it. So I've never been there. So now I'm thinking, I'd have to give that a try.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really great places to eat around here. We need to visit our locally owned restaurants as much as we can, help them, you know, do well.
So the paper also has stories about various concerts that are going on. There's a cleanup on Fort Pickens coming up. You got honor rolls inside. As always, like I said, the paper, the Gulf Breeze News always has a tremendous amount of information in it. Lisa Newell is the publisher, joins us on Thursday to give us a preview. Lisa, as always, thanks for the information. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
And I hope to see you in the breeze at the Spring Fest on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Nice callback. Well done. 2 to 8 on Saturday at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. Very good. It's 8:19 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about getting that next vehicle, I strongly recommend Frontier Motors. I've had great experience there. I know all my friends and people have gone there, have had great experiences there. And
great experience.
Including Candy right there. That's exactly right. And Paul before her. And I like, you know, lots of other people who... That's right. Well, you know,
okay,
because
I bought
people
two
love
cars
it.
There.
It's okay. All right, you got me. You beat me. But you know, it's not just good quality used cars. It's the like philosophy, and the philosophy is we don't just want to sell you this car. We want to sell you like all the cars you're ever going to buy, and that means they approach it differently than a typical used car place does. Because you know, a lot of times you go to a used car place, you feel like, man, I just hope I get out of there with my skin intact, right? You know, like it's just adversarial. And at Frontier, they think, well, we're not trying to, you know, get something from you just this one time. We want to treat you so well and then follow up so well with you that you're happy to come back again and again and again. They called me a year after I bought my car and offered to, at their cost, replace a key that didn't work. What? For a used car place? I mean, it's crazy, but that's how they do. I know this from other people. I actually had, it's kind of funny, I had an email from somebody over the weekend said, Andrew, can't stand you talking about Frontier because, you know, they didn't treat me right. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I had this problem and they didn't take care of me. I'm like, are you sure? I mean, he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'll call him. He's like, no, just give it a second. I kid you not. The next day, I hadn't called him. Okay, I hadn't done anything. He sent me an email. I was like, oh, yeah, they called me. We're all good. I'm like, see, before you start complaining, you know, but that's the point is they are so good at this that you just know they're going to take care of you one way or the other. And, you know, again, I recommend them strongly. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
With the largest selection of in-stock vinyl plank flooring at the guaranteed lowest price, Home Outlet is your destination for all of your flooring needs. Modernize your space with easy-to-install rustic loft stone core vinyl plank, including pad, just $249 per square foot. Or brighten your space with the Sanibel Pier waterproof composite core vinyl plank with pad for only $319 per square foot. Visit the team at your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet to get started on your project today.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
We don't get to stage ambulances. You see the TV shows where an ambulance is sitting in a firehouse or is just sitting around. By the time we get the patient to the hospital, our ambulance is being dispatched again to another call. So we actually get dispatched from the hospitals to go out. With the increase in staffing that I mentioned earlier and with the increase of ambulances on the road, we would hope to have something staged further this way. I don't know about on the key, but maybe at Inner City Point or somewhere out here. We used to try to stage at Pleasant Grove. That was the furthest we staged right now. But we stay so busy, we are not afforded the opportunity to stage.
This is Eric Gilmore yesterday during Jeff Bergosh's coffee with the commissioner in Perdido Key talking about something that basically somebody had asked him, you know, why did it take so long to get EMS to come out and respond to us? And he was explaining how there's the Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo calls, and A's and B's are low-level acuity, and we don't respond to those with a fire truck if we can't get an EMS to you, but a C or a D, maybe we would, and maybe we should have in this case. But that's not the point. The point is that we are so, and have for a long time, been so short on trucks, so short on paramedics, so short on staff, and combined with, during COVID, overwhelmed with COVID cases, now overwhelmed with calls for, like, for example, drug use, fentanyl overdoses and the like, that we really, and we're based on a 2012 staffing model, so which he says they're going to ask for more, and they've got more trucks coming online, and they got more paramedics coming online, so they're working on this, but the basic problem is they can't stage ambulances in places to wait. You know, like if you've lived other places, you've probably seen this. And you even see it like in Santa Rosa County with Lifeguard where, you know, you drive past a location and there's typically you see an ambulance there because they're waiting. That's like the most prudent place for them to be parked waiting for a call to come in because of the closeness to all the different calls that are likely to come. Escambia County can't do that because they're always in use. The trucks are always in use, and so the relevant factor is not how close are you and your home to the staging area. The relevant factor is how close am I to the hospital? Because every EMS paramedic, truck gets dispatched from the hospital, basically. So if you live close to, like, you know, Davis and the highway, Davis and 10, or you live close to 9th and Brent, or you live close to the Old Baptist, which is, of course, moving up to Brent and you know, the highway and 110, but if you live close to the hospital, that's one thing. But if you live in Perdido or you live in Beulah or you live out on the beach or you live in the North End, you're far from the hospital, and that's the most relevant. It's almost like, and I explained this, talk to good Lord, Wes Moreno earlier this morning, and he said, yes, we're working on it. We're hoping to get it better real soon. But it's basically like instead of having all these different fire stations, if we had one fire station or three fire stations, you know, but they're all centrally located where the hospitals are and all the fire calls got dispatched out of those fire stations, that would be worse. And that's kind of where we're at with EMS, just to kind of understand the problems we're dealing with. 826 on News Radio 92.3. But again, the county is doing a lot to improve that situation, but that's the current reality. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Do I? Heavy wind gusts this morning. Be very careful if you're driving over bridges, especially if you sit in a vehicle that's, you know, high up. Tree limb or telephone pole, I'm not sure, blocking the right lane still on Barrancas. This is downtown Pensacola, heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle and the bridge. Main street's closed, as I understand police are there directing traffic. A lot of standing water outside lane of Fairfield. This is by Mission Street. And again, watch out for areas of ponding water. We had all those storms move through this morning. Accident on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 24. Light in Molino at the Tom Thumb. The one light pretty much in Molino at the Atmore cutoff in 29 is out or having issues. And the light at Fairfield into Har is out too. Still under a tornado watch for Okaloosa County. This is until 1 p.m. And if I've missed something or certainly, you know, different, let us know. Traffic tips, please text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Some parts of the country could be seeing record temperatures for this time of year. Soon, heat moving from the southwest into the Midwest and the Northeast. Temperatures could be in the 80s in Minneapolis, Denver, and Green Bay today. The second of two Tennessee state lawmakers expelled last week will be sworn back in later today. Memphis Democrat Justin Pearson will be sworn in before the Tennessee House goes into session. Representative Justin Jones of Nashville was reinstated earlier this week as well. And Kentucky authorities confirming a call was made to 911 by the mother of the Louisville mass shooter as he opened fire at the Old National Downtown Bank. Earlier this week, the mother told dispatchers on Monday morning that her son had a gun, was headed to the bank. Of course, he ended up killing five people and wounding a half dozen others.
All right. Thanks so much, David. It's 8:28 here on News Radio 92.3. You know, interesting side note, we've been talking about how the, you know, Nashville put back Justin 1 unanimously, 36-0. Justin 2 got put back by the Memphis. I think it's the county, but it doesn't really matter. 7-0 because the, you know, two Democrats were out of the country and the four Republicans on the committee didn't show up to vote because they didn't want to have to vote against and they didn't want to have to vote for, is how I read it, which is sad and cowardly. But interesting side note is I think both of the Justins were unopposed in their elections. And so Republicans really didn't think this through at all. Because if this is the process, right, that you expel somebody and then your local governing body gets to appoint somebody temporarily until you can have a special election, the both of these guys, I think, again, I think they were both unopposed in their regular elections. So the both of these guys were unopposed. And what did you think that the local government was going to do when you expelled them? Like, this is a 100% predictable response, and they're going to probably win their re-election by a landslide because the Republicans handed them all kinds of political clout and notoriety and infamy, fame, whatever you want to call it. So, very short-sighted and dumb, I will say, by the Tennessee legislature. 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, Build-A-Bear is partnering with RuPaul to make a drag queen-inspired teddy bear.
Oh.
Just FYI, you know, in the realm of all the things that you didn't even know you should be upset about. Seriously. And like, well, it's supposed to be on the 18-plus portion of the Build-A-Bear site. There's an 18-plus portion of the Build-A-Bear site? Are you kidding? Like, why? What in the world? Oh, my God. And it was being
like
advertised. It was being advertised on the front page. Yeah, is it like, you know, go through the beads to get your RuPaul teddy bear? I mean, good Lord. Ugh. Come on, people.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Games, guns, and God. That's the description of men and boys chatting on a gamers site where sensitive U.S. military documents were leaked. A young member tells the Washington Post he knows the leaker from online and insists it wasn't meant to help American adversaries.
He is not interested in helping any foreign agencies with their attack on the U.S. or other countries.
Calls the leaker OG, says he's on a military base, the FBI and Justice Department investigating. A federal appeals court in New Orleans has partly preserved access to the abortion pill, up to 7 weeks of pregnancy instead of 10 weeks, but blocked from being sent through the mail. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre traveling with the president.
We believe that the law is on our side and we will prevail.
The president tracing his roots and visiting a pub with son Hunter, meeting Ireland's president, Michael Higgins. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. Right now, 66 degrees and beautiful blue skies right now in Pensacola. Of course, we'll get a further update on our weather here in just a few minutes. We are expecting probably some more rain and strong winds here throughout the day. And there is a tornado watch also. That's in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon in Okaloosa County. Well, it's back to work on the town charter in Century. The town council there rejected a proposal this week to switch their form of government to a town manager and council form of government. They want to continue on with their strong mayor and strong council form that they're currently using. You may remember Century had a charter review committee that was working on a proposed charter for several years. The council will be referencing that proposed charter and their current charter as they move forward drafting a new document, and any proposed charter would still have to be approved by voters in the town before it can be adopted. A 21-year-old Pensacola man is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. This is in connection with a deadly shooting that happened about a year and a half ago.
The state attorney's office says Nicholas Wells was found guilty yesterday in the death of Marcus Atienza, who was fatally shot while sitting in his car on Rawls Avenue back in November of 2021. Wells was sentenced immediately after an Escambia County jury found him guilty. Investigators at the time said the incident was a drug deal gone wrong. Prosecutors say both Wells and 24-year-old Ellis Clark were seen running away from the scene and entering a getaway car. Clark's trial is scheduled to start on June 28th.
And News Radio's Joe Ford with that update. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh says it might be the biggest news he's come across since he's been in public service. This week, he discovered land deeds for Perdido Key from 1957. In those, a clause from the federal government.
There was a provision put in every single deed that indicated the 75 feet from the water northward was to be held in perpetuity as an easement for public beach access.
And Burgosh says with that discovery, he's now on a mission to find out how condos were allowed to put up private beach signs. Of course, all this happening in the aftermath of those beach fatalities last week, the county investigating how to get more lifeguards on Perdido Key. Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says they've got a funding request for the city council. They're going to bring it forward later this month to install overhangs over 17th Avenue. He says the cost for the design and construction should come in about $140,000. All this in their continuing effort to keep trucks from hitting Graffiti Bridge.
That sounds like a lot, I agree. But, there's a lot that goes into that. It's a state road. What kind of materials can be over that? To design something that's going to stand up, that's going to, it's surprising, but really, you know, in this job, it's not surprising.
Earlier this year, city officials designated that street as a no truck corridor. They put up no truck signs on both sides of the bridge, and the council will be reviewing the request at their April 27th meeting. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Well, there's a lot. There's a standing water outside lane at Fairfield by Mission Street and driving towards the base from 110 on Fairfield. Somebody had texted that in. Watch for areas of ponding water. There's lots of areas in Pensacola. That's what it seems like. Pensacola. Like 9th Avenue, of course, may have ponding water. Use caution there. Light at Fairfield and DeHaar is out. The light at the Atmore Cutoff and Molino in 29, it looks like it is out as well. Use caution, certainly, wherever you are. I can't get my mouse to move. We see an accident on Cervantes, it looks like, at exit 2 from I-110 in Cervantes. That is exit 2. And I'm showing either it's a roadblock or on one screen and the other one I'm not seeing anything. Certainly, if you know different, let me know. Tree limb blocking the right lane on Barrancas, or it's a telephone pole, but anyway, it's heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle and the bridge. Police are there directing traffic. Heavy wind gusts this morning. Be very careful if you're driving over bridges. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing plenty of rain throughout the entire day today. 60% chance of heavy showers and thunderstorms, high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. For Friday, small chance of rain in the very early morning hours, but then sunshine returns by the afternoon, high near 77. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Weekend forecast does come with a few very light showers. 30% chance of rain on Saturday with a high near 76. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke Richardson, for that update. Right now, absolutely beautiful, picturesque blue skies here in Pensacola. We've got 66. I know. It was my word of the day calendar.
No,
I had
that's
to find
great.
A way to use it, right?
Right.
66 here in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, and 67 in Milton. Of course, there is still a tornado watch, and that's in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon in Okaloosa County, and we'll certainly be monitoring the weather for the rest of the day. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join Jeremy from the Florida Panhandle's Premier Marine Center, BGS Marine Sales, today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. He'll be kicking off the start of their open house on Saturday at their new location, 3910 Navy Boulevard. Text or call in your questions, 850-437-1620. Tune in to find out about the new BGS Marine Ship Store and custom fabrication.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flags Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flags Speedway Saturday and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
Your money now this morning. The Dow, not a lot of movement in it this morning at the opening bell. It's down 15.25 at 33.63125. The S&P 500 up 1168 at 4103.63. The NASDAQ showing the biggest change. It's up 114.91 at 12.44.25. The U.S. 10-year bond rate today down at 3.379%. Gold prices up at $2,056.50. Silver prices at $25.93 this morning. Weekly U.S. job claims are up. The Department of Labor says the number of Americans that filed for unemployment in the week that ended April 8th was up 11,000 from the previous week to 239,000. The increase bigger than expected. It's the highest level for initial claims since mid-January. The U.S. might see another hit to the economy if China were to invade and take control of Taiwan. Congressman Mike McCall says the U.S. is vulnerable because of our reliance on computer chips that are made on the island.
They make 90% of the advanced semiconductor chip for the world.
The Texas Republican heads the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He just got back from a trip to Taiwan. He's vowing to provide Taiwan's armed forces with training and fast-tracked weapon deliveries. And Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's laid off about 80% of Twitter's staff since he took control of the social media company 6 months ago. He had an interview with BBC on Tuesday, and Musk said Twitter now has 1,500 employees. That's down
from almost 8,000 when he bought the company for $44 billion last October. It's 8:40, our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, you heard me talking about this with Mike Wood last hour, if you were listening, that there was a case in California where a woman honked support for a bunch of protesters by going beep, 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 beep like 12 times. She got pulled over and cited in San Diego for inappropriate use of a motor vehicle horn because you were only supposed to use your horn to avert disaster, basically to warn somebody that there's a dangerous event about to happen. And, you know, as the Florida statute says, a driver of a motor vehicle shall, when reasonably necessary to ensure safe operation, give audible warning with his or her horn. So, as he explained, all the other uses of your horn, you're really not supposed to. And depending on how you misuse it, could get you a citation, even in the state of Florida. So, come clean, 437-1620. Tell me all the ways you use your car horn. Because I'm just saying, where I come from in Detroit and Chicago, I mean, that's just a method of communication. I mean, that's all that is. And it's kind of funny because I've noticed over the years, I am much more prone to use a horn than the average resident of Pensacola is. And I have lived in places or driven through places where you're like, this is a small town, and Pensacola is a small town feel, even though it's not a small town, really. But, you know, I've lived in places or you know, driven through places where I'm like, probably it's not appropriate here, you know, to just lay on the horn and let people know that they're screwing up my life. But okay, Candy, car horn for warnings against danger only, substitute for profanity. You know, what sort of things do you use a car horn for?
No, I know, but I'm not as bad as I was.
437-1620, by the way, if you want to text in your answer. When do you use your horn?
It's frustrating, though, because we have to be here at 5. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I sometimes make it right at 5, sometimes a little later.
We're just very good at managing the scarce time resource we have.
But, dude, I mean, if you're out, what are you, practicing your driving in the, you know, in the 4 a.m. hour on Fairfield? Like, I had somebody pass me on the right on the interstate, and it was like, and I was not driving slow. It doesn't matter.
I gotcha.
It was a white SUV, the license plate. No, I'm just kidding. No, but, and I didn't honk.
62-year-old white woman. Anyway, go ahead.
So mad. But, like, our neighbors misuse the horn a lot because they have kids that come to pick, you know, their friends
up.
Oh,
so they
honk
at the front door or whatever,
honk, honk, you know. And I don't need to hear a shave and a haircut 2 bits when I'm trying to sleep, you jack wagons.
Right.
If you're hearing me. Off Jackson Street, Myrtle Grove.
437-1620. No, to me, so there's a variety of horn uses, right? There's the chirp, which is the, like, the polite, hey, pay attention,
beep,
dummy.
Beep.
You know, the beep, beep, right, real quick. Then there's the, which I will use occasionally to remind people of the stupid thing they just did so they learn never to do it again, because that always works. People always look at their own behavior and say, man, I must be screwing up. What did I do wrong? I should probably do better in the future.
Okay, but I've done that a couple of times. Like, you're right. I was on my phone. I'm so sorry.
Somebody here says, use of the horn, number one, to get the texture to go when the light turns green. Oh, so true. Oh, man, I had one yesterday.
Sorry.
You know, I'm always trying to win the video game of driving. That's how I approach driving.
Yes.
I'm trying to win the video game. And, you know, I made a close choice on going into a turn lane because I knew the lights and the way they would work. And then the person, I knew we were close to being at the limit of the light. Person in front of me didn't go when the green arrow went. I'm like, I honked, that chirped, you know, and they, oh, and then they slowly went and we didn't make the light. I was so angry.
Doesn't that burn your butt? That happens to me every day.
Pulled into the regular lane to go to the next light. Stuck there too because of the 5 seconds. Just
see, that's when you turn over and shoot dirty looks.
These are times where it's good that you don't have grenade launchers mounted on the car. Not saying I'd use them often. 437-1620, but yeah, I saw you use the horn in that situation. My horn is stuck the entire time I've been on 9th Avenue. It's I love it. They need to make a courtesy horn that's not as loud as the warning horn. You know, like the Dukes of Hazzard horn.
The General
Lee. You know, you should just go now. A gentle horn. I wish there were a way to say I'm sorry. I wish there were an I'm sorry horn. Because, you know, I am willing to dispense judgment with the horn, and I'm willing to receive it if I do a wrong thing. I'd like to be able to be, it's my fault.
Maybe the regular horn could be that horn, yeah. And then we should all get air horns.
Nobody ever hears it that way.
I know, but we could change things.
We could. We give an agent for change. Somebody here says, personal flaw, I'm an aggressive honker. I will lay into the horn if you breathe wrong. Somebody, you know, the worst is when a horn goes off around you, and you have no idea why.
Right.
And you were like, was it me? I don't think it was me. Was that at me? Was that at them? What happened? And like, you can't figure it out. And, you know, I want to know because I want to know if I should feel guilty. All right. Traffic on the fives with Candy.
Real quick. This is brought to you by Wendy's. Light at Fairfield and Dahar is out. Light Molino at Tom Thumb is out. This is the Atmore cutoff on 29. Showing an accident now in that area right near that Tom Thumb. Accident on I-10 at mile marker 24. It doesn't look like a roadblock, though. As I understand, there's a tree limb blocking the right lane or a telephone pole on Barrancas. That's heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle and the bridge. Main Street's closed. Police are on scene directing traffic. And even though most of the rain's passed us, the heavy wind is still here. We're still under a tornado watch for Okaloosa County, but watch for those gusts this morning. Be careful, especially driving across bridges. This is brought to you by the good folks of Wendy's. They have the $3 breakfast deal. Get the Wendy's $3 breakfast deal. Choose either the bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to a couple of these texts. And by the way, you know, I've often made the observation in the past that the way we drive, we would never think of walking that way. Like when somebody's getting, you know, somebody cuts you off and, you know, or somebody's walking slow in front of you. Like the way you react in your car is so different from the way you would react and drive.
You clearly have never walked in New York City.
Oh, well, right. No, but
my answer
to that is no. When I walk, I wish I had a horn. Like, get out of the way. You're blocking the whole Walmart aisle. Come on now. But, you know, I just don't do that. Somebody says, I use hand gestures. Which ones? With all five fingers extended. What's the matter, you? Like that. There are videos of people that have installed train horns on their vehicles, which is illegal, by the way. Andrew, maybe you need an apology horn. That's so true. And then the last one on here, and this is important. Somebody says, while we're on the subject and we're having a good time, everyone don't be timid. Quick, unhesitatingly using your car horn can and will prevent accidents and save bicyclists and pedestrian lives, especially these days where many pay little to no attention to their surroundings. And let me tell you, when I've trained, I got one driver in training and one driver that I've trained, and I will tell you the thing that my mom always trained me this way, and it has come in handy so many times. Part of driving, of course you know this, is you have that awareness that like something might be about to happen, okay? And you know, whether it's because people seem to be wandering close to the street if they're a pedestrian, or a car just kind of, you know, you feel like they're going to cut you off or something, whatever. You get that. So the way you prepare for that is you have your foot near the brake, you know, you're prepared to brake. You're not braking, but you're prepared to brake, and you get your hand on the horn. That's the defense position, right? So that's the just in case I might have to let you know or act, I'm ready. You're just a little bit closer and paying attention to it. And I tell you that, you know, I teach my boys that same thing. I'm like, hand on the horn, foot near the brake, you know, be prepared because you got to react. Because, you know, hundredths of a second can make all the difference in the world. 849 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, angry car horn honkers. Hey, speaking of driving, if you've got a Beamer, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, a Lexus, a nice import that you paid extra to get, you don't have to pay extra to service it. You don't have to go to the dealership. You don't have to spend the time and the distance and the extra expense. You can service those cars at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. No problem. They work on those vehicles all the time. Same thing for your diesel engine. They work on those all the time. Or your just any other kind of car. You know, bring it in. Or schedule an appointment. Your preference. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bring your car to them healthy is kind of the idea, so you don't have to bring it to them catastrophically destroyed, you know, big versus broken. 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's today at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology, now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Well, I believe in God, and the only thing that scares me is Kaiser Soze.
First discussion of House Bill 7053 on tourism development. In my opinion, gentlemen, what they're asking us to do is basically fund Visit Florida out of county bed tax revenues. They want a percentage sent to the state to fund a state-run organization. They strip the power and authority from us as a local board and want everything to go to a referendum.
Yeah, Colton Wright explaining his opposition to this bill, a bill that I'm sure the county commission this morning, that the meeting that's, gosh, I guess going already, or maybe at 9 o'clock anyway, they're going to write a letter in support of in opposition to this bill, trying to get the Visit Florida funds to basically, you know, be state funded and not be directly funded from, you know, the funds that would come out of, like, you know, Visit Pensacola or something like that, or in this case, you know, Visit Santa Rosa. He goes on.
I fully support the citizens and residents' right to vote on things, but the state continues to strip power away from local government.
It does.
And you've heard me all say before, I think, you know, the government closest to the people is local government, and that's the one that I think governs best, right? The folks in this room right now have the ability to get up and speak and talk to us. They have the ability to email us, set up a meeting, see us face-to-face in the community. You don't do that nearly as often with your state legislators. You certainly don't do that with our congressmen and U.S. senators on a regular basis, right? I think everyone feels like they're every level you go, you're further removed, and your voice is less heard. I don't know at this point why the state legislator just doesn't get rid of the Board of County Commissioners and city councils, because every legislative session they continue to strip power away from local governing bodies.
It's true. It just, it does feel like that all the time. And then final thoughts on this HB 7053. This is from Monday's committee review that the Santa Rosa County Commission had.
I have no concerns with Santa Rosa County advertising to a particular area to attract people to our county, but I'm not a fan of us giving our tax revenues to the state for them to advertise the state of Florida. Okay, which is going to benefit who? It's going to benefit Orlando. It's going to benefit Tampa, St. Pete, those areas. It's not. They're not going to make an effort to take care of little old Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, no, that's a fair concern. They're going to vote on that this morning. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching quite a bit this morning. Certainly watch for areas of standing water. We're getting reports of water outside lane of Fairfield by Mission Street. An accident on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 24. Light at the Molino Tom Thumb at the Atmore Cutoff is out and showing an accident now in front of that 29th southbound. Light at Fairfield into Har is out as well. Tree limb or telephone pole blocking the right lane on Barrancas. That's heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle and the bridge. Police are directing traffic. Heavy, heavy wind gusts this morning. Most of the rain's passed us, but still watch for that wind. And we still have a tornado watch in Okaloosa County, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Charlie Pepp, the attorney for the city of Pensacola, is leaving at the request of Mayor Reeves. I don't think he's got a primary attorney picked out yet. I could be wrong. I didn't ask him about this yesterday. I need to ask him about it next week. But so on Monday, he had some thoughts. Just wanted to appreciate the time he's been able to be the city attorney now for about a year and a half. Charlie Pepler has been the attorney.
I wanted to express my appreciation for having served as city attorney. And I want to give my thanks to the mayor and to Mr. Fidler, Mr. Kircher, for the courtesies they've extended to me over this transition period. I also wanted to commend the public service and the collegiality that I experienced with the clerk, Erica, Robin, and Marquita.
And nothing but positive notes for, you know, division managers and all the rest. And kind of an interesting note. I thought this was touching.
So I just wanted to end with... you know, every career has its high and low points. And for me, this has been one of the highest points of my career. And I'll always cherish it. And it has been one of the most fulfilling positions that I've held in my career. So I want to thank you for that opportunity and for letting me speak at the city attorney's communication. I think this is the longest I've ever spoken at the city attorney's communication.
That's true.
So thanks.
Thank you.
And you remember he had come over from the county. He had been the deputy attorney. I don't know the official title, working under Allison Rogers when Grover had kind of recruited him after Susan Wolf had left to go to work at UWF a couple years ago, about a year and a half ago. So, you know, we'll see kind of how this all plays. I just thought that was a neat moment. You know, this has been one of the highlights of my career. I'm not sure how the county hears that. If I worked at the county much, I worked at the city. The city was the best, really, honestly. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. But thank you, Charlie. Thank you for your service. All right, time for future news. That's where Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, is it going to turn out that 75 feet of sand on Perdido Key from the Alabama state line basically all the way to Johnson Beach is in fact a public easement that people can use?
Yep.
I think it will too. When will we know? How long?
A month.
So I think we're going to get an announcement from the county within a week, frankly. I think it'll be quick.
A week?
When will litigation end? a long time.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be this year. Will there be guards, lifeguards out on Perdido Key?
Oh, I hope so. Of course, we need them. I know.
Staffing and money.
Sure.
Staffing and money.
Sure.
But, you know, if it becomes our beaches, maybe so.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
We've got an update on that injured Alabama State Trooper. We'll give you that after this update from Fox News right here at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.